Hold on one second. I'm seeing something that's making my conspiracy brain tickle a little bit. This is in reference to a post, a tweet from the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Shehbaz Sharif, right over here, talking about the ongoing diplomatic efforts to secure a 2-week ceasefire between Iran and the United States. Ryan Grimm quote tweets, "This is unbelievable. The edit history on this tweet shows that Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif originally copied and pasted everything he was sent, including draft Pakistan's PM message on X." Now, obviously, Sharif's own staff don't call him Pakistan's PM. They would just call him Prime Minister. The US and Israel, of course, would call him Pakistan's PM. Yeah, that makes sense. So what then? He was given this message by Trump or Netanyahu in an effort to boost the markets and do another rug pull? It is true that it seems extremely unlikely that Pakistan's prime minister's staff would refer to him as Pakistan's prime minister, you know? Like, no information sent to Trump from a White House staffer would refer to him as United States president. That would never happen. Why would that happen? The Pakistan PM is basically a US puppet. So we're sock puppeting the whole world right now? The whole world except for Iran, which is why they're the good guys. Draft Pakistan's PM message on X. Jesus. It would say POTUS, but that's different. Yeah, but POTUS is an accepted acronym in the United States. Pakistan does not internally refer to Shehbaz Sharif as Pakistan's PM message on X. This was given to him either by Israeli or US officials. Probably US. That would be my guess. Pakistan has always been subservient to us. Or, well, not always, I guess. At the very least, they have a shared interest right now in doing our bidding, at least in some cases. That's really funny. Jake Tapper said Iran killed 45,000 protesters. It's 45,000 now, yeah. Gonna be 50,000 soon. Pakistan's a weird case of joint vassalage to both China and the USA. Yeah. The reason I'm not sure what to believe about this peace brokering with Pakistan is, again, why would Iran be amenable to peace brokering when a third party is suggesting it, especially a US subservient third party like Pakistan, when Iran has said themselves that they are not willing to have a ceasefire? Like, what possible conditions could Pakistan offer that would sweeten the pot for Iran enough that they would consider it? Iran's now discrediting the Pakistani PM. This is from 20 minutes ago. A senior Iranian official told me this proposal floated by the Pakistani PM for a temporary ceasefire is essentially the same as previous Trump attempts, which Iran's rejected. Okay, then why is the Reuters, the Reuters correspondent acting as though Iran is considering it positively? Okay, now, and I'll trust Dropsite here, I guess. Senior Iranian official tells Dropsite that Pakistan's 2-week ceasefire proposal mirrors earlier U.S. efforts Tehran's already rejected. It's just the whole thing. It's literally just another rug pull. Jesus, I think it might be. Like, the source we have on Iran being amenable to the proposal comes from Reuters, if I remember correctly. And Parisa Hafezi, Iran positively reviewing ceasefire request, source says, but that's all the information we have. International news and views from Reuters. Chief Iran correspondent. Yeah, she reports it here, but like I don't like what source is there on that? Why wouldn't Iran immediately respond by disproving all these allegations and spoiling the insider trading scheme? I assume the like banter, the negotiation banter is often pretty complicated. I don't know. So it kind of does seem like this whole thing is made up. So we are on track. I wonder if Trump is going to take this and just run with it, and he's going to back out and pretend that this is a big win for him. Like, CNN is also reporting that it seems likely that some kind of deal is going to be reached. But I don't know. I don't know what source there is for that other than the Reuters source. It's CNN though. Yeah. White House says Trump's response to Pakistan's 2-week extension request is coming. Who the fuck cares what the White House wants? Do you think that Trump is going to back down by saying like we have decided to be amenable to Pakistan's gracious request and have extended the deadline for 2 weeks? There's just going to be another like pushback. This isn't sustainable for geopolitics. I hope Iran fucking nukes Saudi Aramco, dude. I hope. Oh my God. Meanwhile, like the war continues. U.S.-Israeli missiles strike Iran's largest aluminum producer, Arak Aluminum Company, or Iralco. Could be a fake off-ramp. Yeah, like, I understand that a lot of this is just rug pulling, but, like, to what end, you know? Or I guess I should say, I know the end, right? Profiteering. But, like, eventually, the market catches up to you eventually, man. No, take a look. That's not very informative. What do you mean, no, take a look? They'll figure out the end game when they get there? Yeah. May the Strait of Hormuz be impassable for 1,000 years? What happens if we do a ground invasion? I don't know, but that's not what's on the table today.